How would you like a power up in your life?
I would.
Power up would be great, right?
Yeah.
You can only get one. So you'll have to choose wisely.
Okay.
Here are your choices, and you'll have to argue for or against why yours is the best. Your power, you could choose. You could become 10% happier, 20% luckier, 30%, you would age 30% slower. You could become 40% prettier or hotter. You could get paid 50% more for your job or become 60% better in any sport of your choosing. Okay? 10% happier, 20% luckier, 30% age 30% slower, 40% prettier or hotter, 50% more money on your job, or 60% better at the sport of your choosing. But you only get one.
Oh, man.
Okay. I can eliminate a few right off the bat.
Yeah, I don't really care if I'm better at a sport at this point.
Yeah,
because I'm not going to be like, I'll be better if I want to go out and kick a soccer ball around with the fellas in the neighborhood.
Yes.
But what's that going to do for me?
Even 60% better. I'm still not even the best one or in the top five or 10 at pickup basketball.
Yeah, 60% better at any sport makes me still not good at it.
Yeah. And nobody's picking sport, right?
No, not over the other things. I mean, if it was just like, hey, tomorrow you're going to be 60% better at whatever. I go, okay, that's cool. But not in lieu of more money or happiness.
Okay. I think if I were younger and I was still playing college tennis, I could maybe take that because then I could play and maybe make more money than what I could long term in some other career.
Yeah.
Maybe. But still, that percentage is so small, even with 60% more athletic ability, being professional and making the kind of money you hear about isn't.
Yeah, because right below all those people whose names we know are people who are barely getting by paying their own travel to every town. And
well, especially now with NIL and everything where you could be in college, be good at something.
True.
Maybe not good enough to be a professional, but you're good enough where you're going to make, you know, you may get some endorsements from
a local
car dealership or something.
Yeah.
All right. 10% happier, 20% luckier, age 30% slower, be 40% hotter or prettier, however you want to describe it, 50% more money on your job or whatever job you have, or 60% better in any sport. Which one are you picking? Malin.
Doing 10% happier.
10% happier.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a happy person, but could use it a little bit more. Or there's times where maybe I'm not feeling so happy and that holds me back from getting more done, making more money, maybe somehow. Feeling like I'm more lucky or just going out and getting more of those opportunities that you feel lucky to have.
You feel like that 10% happier would pay off in all of the other ones.
Yeah.
Whereas the other ones might be more insular. That makes sense. Hot Wings, what are you picking?
Man, I like the idea of slowing my age quite a lot. And the happiness is good, too. But I think I would go for 50% more money.
Hell yeah, all day.
Because, well, those other things would be really good, and I would not be unhappy getting them. 50% more money means that I can save much quicker. I can plan ahead and possibly retire and then be happier at a younger age, retiring and doing other stuff as I get older. I can do more stuff for my kids.
Makes sense.
More stuff for myself.
I feel like that's going to be the one most picked. And by the way, they do have them ranked as the ones most picked. Kelly, I assume you're going the same direction.
100% more, because I feel like I live a pretty happy life. And as far as living longer or being prettier, whatever. I'd pick the living longer and then get hit by a bus on the walkout type of thing, because that's just my luck. And getting luckier to me, I don't know. I just feel like when you're paid more, it feeds into the other things that make you feel like you're living a better life, because you can afford to comfortably.
Money doesn't buy happiness, but it makes it easier to find it.
Right.
I'd be a lot more happy with a cool boat.
Yeah. Or, you know, you're happier at a job when you make more. I mean, that is a known fact.
Taking stress off of finances.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would 100% do that above and beyond everything else, no doubt.
Steve, what are you picking?
yeah, right off the bat, I eliminated better in any sport and 20% luckier. Those are stupid.
Well, especially, they are stupid. Because lucky is like 20% luckier than what? Like, right. I mean,
then
what's
you are
the
now.
Barometer,
right,
though?
But yeah, there's nothing tangible there.
No.
Yeah, is it like, think. Well, I'm really lucky that I am rarely in a traffic accident? Or yeah. Like, I mean, what's the definition of lucky? That's dumb.
Yeah. So I took the 50% more pay because I figure with that 50% more pay, I could achieve the other ones on that list, I think.
You'd be hotter?
Well, I mean, I'd have more money if I wanted to get a surgery or something to fix a part of me that I don't like.
Retinol cream ain't cheap, man.
Yeah. Like it age 30% slower. Yeah, I'm going to get a blood boy now that I got all this money.
Yeah. You think if your salary went up by 50%, you could afford a blood boy?
How much are blood boys going
Depends
for
Depends on where
days?
You get them from. Like an American blood boy isn't cheap.
It could set you back a bit.
But you go to one of those, you know, lesser wealthy countries, you can get a blood boy for next to nothing.
One that comes with a cabinet or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Tommy, what are you picking?
Yeah, so I was thinking about the money, decided I don't want to do that. I'm actually going to take the luck because I think that could be applicable in so many different situations. And honestly, that little gamble was kind of exciting. Like, I don't know if I could be thinking I'm getting lucky all the time.
What are some ways that you are lucky now?
I haven't been hit by a car. I've not broken any bones. I've got a cool job. I can't kick a soccer ball very well, so it'd be kind of cool to be better at sports. But I have a 20% chance of kicking the ball really well. So
well,
I
that's
mean,
not
I,
luck, that's skill.
Skill and luck sometimes go hand in hand. I mean, you never really know.
Yeah. I mean, if I had a golf ball straight, that's lucky.
Okay. Okay, so you know. You're going to hit one out of every five a little straighter than you would have before?
But yeah. But
you have wasted your wish. You've wasted your wish, my friend.
But the thing about luck is, kind of what Tommy's getting at a little bit, is luck is all perception. So, like, let's say I get 20% luckier, but then today I get hit by a car. So then I have to look at it as, well, I guess it would have killed me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now I'm just miserably hurt.
Yeah. I only got hit by a car, but I could have had a plane land on me.
Yeah. Yeah. Or am I just really unlucky and this is a lie and I wouldn't have gotten hit at all if I hadn't asked for more luck?
The concrete truck had already dropped off its load, so it only weighed 2 tons.
Yeah.
It's kind of perception, too, because I could just think that anytime something even kind of cool happens, I'm like, yes, that 20%. And then it feels even more rewarding in my choice.
I do think there's definitely something to perception is reality on that one.
Oh, definitely.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think all of them are more perception than anything, except money. That's tangible. I know what my tax return was. So if I add 50% more to that, I know what that is, too. Yep.
Okay. What was the order that people chose most often? So they tested or they had 4,000 Americans, 18 to 60, answer this.
Okay.
They got rid of the boomers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the older people would be more likely to choose age, honestly.
Probably.
I think the majority, though, would go money.
I think money's definitely number one.
Everybody think money's number one?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's correct. 37% said they would choose the 50% more money on their job.
That's still lower than I thought it would be, though.
It is. Yeah, I agree.
What is second?
Prettier.
Mm-hmm. Prettier
gonna,
or happier?
I'm going to say happier.
It is neither prettier or happier.
Living longer?
It's got to be sports.
Nor living longer.
Luckier?
Luckier.
Oh, my God.
23%.
Idiots.
We so are dumb. 23%. Hey.
Well, here's why. People think, like, what y'all were talking about earlier, yes, that you'll be luckier, but also, what would be so crappy about the luckier thing is you have this false sense of hope now because you're going to be luckier. I'll go out and buy lottery tickets every day.
Mm-hmm.
And luckier might mean you win a free ticket each time.
Yeah.
But those tickets are $20 when you have to buy them. And then suddenly you're in such insane debt because you've been banking on lucky. But lucky in comparison to what?
And it's very relative because, maybe you never win in the lottery, but birds stopped pooping on you.
Yeah.
That's fortunate. That's good fortune.
And 20% more lucky in potentially winning the lottery still puts you at zero.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, you know, so.
You guys are making some good arguments here.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We've got wisdom, man. We think this stuff out.
Yeah.
I don't.
So 37% said they wanted to get 50% more money on the job. That was their power up.
Yeah.
23% said they would like to be 20% luckier. What's next?
God. It's got to be
aging slower.
Prettier.
Yeah, it's either prettier or aging slower.
Yeah.
Those are the next two. 17% said they would want to be 40% prettier or hotter.
Wow.
15% said they would like to age 30% lower or slower, rather. All right.
40% increase in looks is a gigantic leap.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Well, I guess, it depends on how ugly you are to start.
You'd have to be super duper ugly to have it not be a massive impact.
Yeah.
I could be like handsome Squidward.
I mean, all of these are real, because 50% more money. Well, if you only make $3,000 a year because you sell rocks on the roadside, getting 50% more is not very good. But if you're kind of hot and you do it,
like if Steve goes up 40% in looks, he becomes that AI picture.
Oh, yeah. Not Gordo. No.
Not the last one. The first one. Yes.
Yeah. You become Gordo if you become 30% happier.
Yeah. Because then you're like, yes to the pizza. Yes. I'm happy.
Yeah. Because I always say no to the pizza now.
Yeah.
15% would want to age 30% slower. 5% would want to be 10% happier. Maitland, you're a pretty big outlier in that.
Hmm.
And 3% would want to be 60% better at a sport of their choosing.
I can't believe anyone selected that.
That is pretty surprising.
I can't imagine, because it wasn't between 18 and 60, you said, or something like the ages. Yeah, I think 12 to 18, 100% is better in any sport.
Mm-hmm.
Or putting
the younger you are. That's the only time that it matters.
Because it would actually make a difference.
Yeah.
Like if you were pretty good, maybe at slightly above average, 60% better is going to make you elite.
What am I going pro at
45?
But now,
I want to be better because I want to beat Marty at pickleball.
Right. Like if I'm 60% better in any sport, it just means that maybe I will lose slightly less to my son Grayson at pool. You know, I won't have to go, oh, man, my eyes are off today.
What? So
is that what you say?
Oh, yeah. It's all old man stuff. Like, man, I was hitting it pretty good yesterday, but I'm playing better for you than me.
If you did poker, does that count as better luck or better skill? Because at that point, maybe I should have just picked sports. Isn't that a 60% chance of winning in poker?
Well, poker's not a sport.
Well, it
is a skill.
People play it on TV.
Yeah. That doesn't make it a sport. That's a competition.
Price is Right is played on TV. It's not a sport.
Yeah, it's a competition.
My favorite sport.
It's a competition.
That's a fair point.
I lettered.
Go ahead.
It's a 4-year letter.
I played varsity Wheel of Fortune.
If you can do the activity with stage 4 lung cancer, it's not a sport.
Okay, fair enough.
It's an activity. It's a competition. Yeah. Yeah. If you can do it at 3 a.m. with an oxygen tank, competition, not sport.